Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Chav Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Lo Yisker Adam, a person shouldn't hire. Yisker means to hire. Remember the Dalet Shomrim? There's a Shomer Sachar. Someone is being paid for his work. What does it mean? There's Schar for mitzvahs. There's reward. We can't imagine what the reward is for mitzvahs. So the word Yisker means to hire. Sagt der Mishnah, Lo Yisker Adam, a person should not hire. Payalim, workers, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. What am I doing wrong? Am I being over any of the lametes malachais by hiring a worker on Shabbos? I'm not physically doing anything. I'm not telling him to do something. I'm hiring him for after Shabbos. Well, the answer is, remember the pasuk we learned? Mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber davar? That you're supposed to avoid seeking your own personal needs or discussing what's aser on Shabbos? Some people, they go, oh, nishna Shabbos geret. After Shabbos, can I hire you? That doesn't help. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yisrael Bracha, used to say, imagine someone who would turn on a light and say, oh, Nishna Shabbos Gedon. Does that make any difference? He's still being Mechal Shabbos. If you're not allowed to say it, you're not allowed to say it. So, hiring workers on Shabbos, even for work that is to be done after Shabbos, that is in violation of what the Navi tells us, Memtzai Cheftzecha V'daber Davar. On Shabbos, the way you talk, the way you think has to be different. Actually, never mind hiring workers, but on Shabbos, you're not supposed to say, you know, tomorrow, I think we're going to drive someplace, and we're going to build a special model airplanes over there. If you can't do it on Shabbos, then you're not supposed to talk about it on Shabbos. Some say if it's an inyan of a mitzvah, then you can. That's why we make appeals on Shabbos. So again, Zakta Mishnah, La Yisker Adam Payalam, a person shouldn't hire workers, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. And also, a person shouldn't say to his friend, shouldn't say to his friend that he should hire workers for him. No. Isn't this obvious? I mean, if your friend is a yid, if you can't do it, he can't do it, what's the difference? So the Batanura explains, well, you can't say to a friend, go hire workers. But you could say to a friend, let's see whether, can you join me this evening? Although he understands and you understand that you mean to hire him, but it's mutter, because you didn't say it out. And the Navi only answered speech, not machshava. And because this is kind of a machshava, it's like when you say something to someone, and in your words, you don't hear anything, but in your machshava, you know what he means, and he knows what you mean. So technically speaking, in halacha, this is mutter. We're not saying it's preferred that you do this on Shabbos, but it's mutter. The Gemara says a story of a person that went for a walk Shabbos afternoon, and he saw a gaping hole in his gate. And although it was only in his machshava, he figured out how he was going to close it. Later he said, I thought about that on Shabbos, I'm not going to do it, even though it was just machshava, and technically it was mutter. So Hashem made a nest for him, and a beautiful slav tree grew in where that hole was. And not only did it seal the hole, but its beautiful peiros provided parnasa for him and his family. So you see, when we abstain from thinking about the wrong things on Shabbos, Hashem rewards us tenfold more, much, much more than we could have made if we would have said, I got to think about this on Shabbos. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, Ein machshichen alatchum. You can't go to wait for it to become night. Alatchum on the boundary. What does this mean? Who's waiting for nightfall at the boundary? Which boundary? What boundary? What nightfall? Well, first of all, remember what we learned earlier, Mishnah Beis, Perek Zayin, that there's a limit on the distance you can travel on Shabbos. You can't go further than 2,000 amos from your official place where you're kain shvisa, where you're there for Shabbos, or from the city, from the edge of the city. That's called the Tchum Shabbos. So let's say you're going to have a person, he's going to want to go to the end of the boundary of the Tchum. He's going to walk on Shabbos as far as he can, await for Mitzvah Shabbos, and right away, shouldn't have to waste a second, he wants to be there, Lisker Payalim, to hire workers, or Lahavi pay rice, or bring pay rice. So therefore, Zakta Mishnah, don't do that. Ein mach shichen al hatchum. You can't wait for nightfall by the boundary, Lisker Payalim, to hire workers, or Lahavi pay rice, or to bring pay rice. Because anything that's also to do on Shabbos, you can't go and wait there by the edge, ready to go as soon as it turns night, as soon as it turns Matzah Shabbos. Avol, but continues the Mishnah, Machshech lishmar. You can go to the edge of the boundary and wait for it to become Mitzvah Shabbos, wait for it to become dark, in order for him to guard his peiros. Because technically you can guard your peiros on Shabbos, so anything that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you can walk to the boundary and wait for it to become dark in order to be able to start doing it Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, although he really went out there to watch his peiros, but once he's there, or maybe peiros biyadon, then he can bring back the peiros with his hands. Because what was his machshava over here? His machshava basically was to guard the peiros, not to pick it. Okay, so he can bring some, but he can only bring a small amount. Because we don't want it to look like, even though in his heart he really knows he went to watch it, he shouldn't hold back a big wagon, says the Shoshanim Ladov, because it's not going to look right. People are going to say, I thought you went to watch it. But a little bit, a few apples, a few pears, whatever he needs, he can bring back. Pears is not necessarily fruit, but whatever it is, a small amount he can bring back. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, the Mishnah concludes, Klal Omer Abishol, Abishol stated this rule, Kol Shani Zakai B'Amirasai. If it's okay for me to say it, if I can instruct this on Shabbos, whatever I can instruct someone on Shabbos to do, let's say it's a Dvar Mitzvah, I can say, bring a coffin, or the kittel, the big day mason, for someone that passed away. So if it's something I can tell someone to do for right after Shabbos, or let's say it's something that I can tell someone to do on Shabbos itself, like I can tell someone to watch Peiros, that's within the Tchum. So for those things, Rishoyani, I am permitted, Lahachshech Olav, to be there and await for it to become night. Now Abishol is arguing with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, no, you cannot go on Shabbos to the boundary and wait for it to become night. And the Tanakhama made no distinction whether you're doing it for a mitzvah, whether you're doing it for just something that's reshus. That means that's just plain something you're allowed to do, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah. Abishol says, if it's a mitzvah, you can. So just like you can say to a friend on Shabbos, listen, it's a mitzvah, we have to take care of a mace. So be ready, Matzah Shabbos. We have to go bring the Oren or the Tachrichim for the mace. If you can say it on Shabbos, you can also walk to the edge of the boundary and wait for it to become night so that you're ready to go as soon as possible. So once again, Klal Omer Abishol, Kol Shani Zakai B'Amirasai, if you're allowed to say it on Shabbos, then Rishoya Nila Hachshecholov, then I'm also Mutter, to go wait for it to become Mitzvah Shabbos, to get to it right away. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that you can't hire workers on Shabbos. The Navi tells us, and hiring workers on Shabbos, even for work to be done after Shabbos. That's everyday affairs. That's not for Shabbos. We also mentioned you're not supposed to talk about on Shabbos anything that's also to do on Shabbos, unless it's a Dvar Mitzvah. We said you can't say to a friend, go hire workers. And the Mishnah is teaching us, but you could, like, be meramis and, okay, be ready for me, Matzoi Shabbos. That's machshava. You're not outright saying what you're not allowed to do. We said you can't go to the edge of the tchum and wait for it to become night to hire workers or to bring peiros. You could do it, however, to watch the peiros. And once you're there, you can bring back some of the peiros. And then we said that Abishol says, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, you can go out to the edge of the tchum and wait for it to become night. If you're allowed to say it on Shabbos, you can go out and wait for nightfall. Whether he disagrees with the Tanakhama, who says, no, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, you cannot walk to the edge of the Tchum and wait for Mitzvah Shabbos.